You could consider it a zoning decision of landscape proportions. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management completed a planning document for Alaska's eastern interior. The plan governs land use on nearly 7 million acres managed by the BLM. They're spread across 30 million acres from the Canadian border to Living Good and just skirts the city of Fairbanks. The most contentious part of the plan is the 40-mile mining district, which includes the towns of Eagle and Chicken. BLM says it's making more land available for mining claims and mineral leasing. The plan calls for 60% of the 40-mile district to be open to mining, but the director of the Alaska Miners Association doesn't see that as anything to brag about.
To say it's better than status quo is an easy claim for them to make because the bar was really quite low.
Deantha Crockett says the plan will be burdensome to the area's placer miners and in places complicates access to their claims.
If there's a new requirement to have substantial multi-volumed mining operation applications for what really is a very simple method of mining will make it substantially more difficult than it already is for these small mom-and-pop operations to succeed.
But Suzanne Little calls the plan balanced. She works for the Pew Charitable Trust and helps tribes participate in the planning process. Little is especially happy about the new Drangic planning area, which includes Chalkeetsik and Fort Yukon.
We're thrilled that BLM listened to the concerns of the people who live with the land and had a deliberative process that addressed those concerns of local tribes.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, Congressman Don Young, and Governor Bill Walker say they will try to roadblock some of the restrictions. In a written statement, Murkowski criticizes new designations branding a million acres as areas of critical environmental concern. BLM says the areas protect habitat for caribou, doll sheep, and other resources. Murkowski maintains the designations are excessive and will be harmful to the state's economy.